For the second year in a row, students at a West Philadelphia high school are producing Jonamans, Christmas tree decor immortalizing a piece of Philly slang. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports the enterprise has taken off, and students as young as 15 are learning how to run a small business.
So, what's a Jonamant? For starters, let's define John. If you're not from Philly, Workshop School senior Jate Williams explains it this way.
It's a person, a place, or a thing. It's a noun. Like, a John is anything you want it to be.
Last year, one student had the idea to turn that unique Philly slang word into a Christmas ornament. The Jonamant was born. The colorful woodcut ornaments were a hit with local media and shoppers at craft sales. Eventually, the students had to cancel some orders because they couldn't make them fast enough. This year, they're upping their game with a new website for online orders and a bigger team of workers.
We need some more bubble wrap. Where's my laptop?
About 15 students work to the constant hum of a laser cutter that turns plywood into Johns and a host of other holiday shapes like snowflakes and stars. They're painted and sold for $4 or $5 a pop. The Workshop School is all about project-based learning, but this endeavor is part of a special after-school program called Workshop Industries. Director Bevan Weissman says the students get a cut of the profits.
One of the biggest motivators is that they realize it's making a lot of money, and it's a really good source of revenue for them and for the school.
So far, Jonamant sales have grossed about $7,000 this year, three times more than they brought in last year, although the students are still calculating the cost of supplies and shipping. With that kind of money on the line, Weissman says there's more pressure on them to get through challenges. He's only there to supervise.
I want to be as hands-off as possible, so it's my goal for them to just really take total ownership of it.
I want you to paint a board that color and make the big part.
Miracle Towns, a sophomore, is the team manager. Towns is soft-spoken, but firm when she has to be. She wants to be a CEO someday, but it's not easy being in charge of her friends.
It's kind of hard, like, because when I come here, basically, I really treat it like this is, like, my real job. They're friends, but they're also, like, employees. So it's kind of hard because I have to be very precise on things.
Towns has to tell her team exactly what she needs. Otherwise, orders could go unfulfilled, and they could all lose money. There are other lessons to learn, like how to make a sale pitch or how to keep your cool while waiting in long lines at the post office. The biggest challenge, says sophomore Michael Best, is deciding how to split the profits. Best came up with the Jonamant idea and says the money talk got pretty tense last year.
Yes, it did cause fights. We had lots of arguments, and people would say like they did the most, and then they really didn't do the most.
When the team squabbles over pay, that's when Weissman steps back in to help. They are still students after all. But how much money are we talking? Best made $250 last year, and he expects to make a whole lot more this year. He says, sure, the money is good, but he also loves the idea of his Jonamants hanging on Christmas trees all over Philly and as far away as Washington State. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.